These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers.
Alrighty, guys. Today's episode, we're going to talk about someone wrote a lowball offer on my home and I'm offended, right? And I don't even think I'm going to counter.
This is a good one.
This is a good one. Look, guys, I'm going to start out by saying that buying a house and selling a house is an emotional experience.
It sure is.
I don't care who you are. It is. You get offended, you get upset about certain things. As a professional in this arena, I coach my clients, right? Part of my job is to get them from point A to point B and to help them navigate these emotions.
Yes.
But I'll tell you right now, when I bought my last house, I wrote an offer that, looking back, was probably pretty offensive because, you know, mama said, you don't get what you don't ask for, right?
You don't get what you don't ask for.
I wrote a pretty ridiculous offer, and I had some justifications in my mind behind it, but the guy was like, thanks for the offer, not interested.
Yeah, like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, and I got upset about it. I was like, what? This is ridiculous. And my wife says, I've heard you 100 times on the phone tell people, like, don't get emotional about this, right?
Oh, and until it becomes yours.
And I couldn't take my own advice. And then conversely, Shane, tell the audience when you went to go get your house and you had to apply for a loan.
Oh, it's funny. I do this all day, every day. All day, every day. And when it becomes your own, it's so funny.
What do you say? So when people don't call you because why? They get...
they get pre-qual anxiety.
Yeah, they're like, am I good enough?
Like I said, like I was saying, you're the guy that's responsible for helping them dream, and I'm the guy that takes the dreams away.
Totally.
That's what they think.
Yes.
And so when I the last house I bought, and it happens every time, even a refi, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wonder if they're going to like me.
Yes, dude. So again, I don't care who you are. Like, It's just.
It's emotional.
It's emotional, yes. On both sides, right?
Now, I do got to go back. I find myself doing that a lot. I had a thought. Yes, you are the professional. Your job is to help navigate through those emotions. I would go so far as to saying that.
Which, by the way, is why, in my opinion, I know that the market is leaning towards internet and point and click and
you can't get
iBuyers. But you can never take away, like, there's so many things that can go wrong.
I was just going to say, you become a referee.
Dude, I know for a fact, I'm not going to bring up any instances because I know that some of our listeners are my clients.
Yes.
But I know for a fact that there's dozens and dozens of home sales that I've helped someone achieve that are so happy that they're in this house.
And would have legitimately never happened.
They would not have happened if it was just them and the seller negotiating.
Yes.
They got so emotional about things, and then later they were able, after talking to them, they were able to say, hey, I appreciate you bringing that perspective to me. I was wrong, or I was just kind of, you know, overhyped about this. And let's do X, Y, and Z.
And your job is to ground them, move forward, and get them the keys.
Totally, totally. So that is one essential part. And they can never remove that human element out of the sale, because it is just emotional, dude.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, and man, when you're spending a lot of money, you just feel entitled to certain things.
Yeah.
When you don't have the entitlement, you know, but you just feel like, oh man, I'm spending all this money, you should do this. But, you know, you're not buying a new house. You're not buying a new build, but yet you want it to be perfect. Everything gold plated.
Yes. And then this was wrong, or that was wrong, or that, you know, perceived wrong.
Or I gave you all this, and so now that we're at this part of the contract, I need you to give me X. And they're like, no. And you're like, what? I gave you, like, everything you wanted up here, and now you're going to do me that dirty here.
Let's go back to somebody made a lowball offer.
So I got a lowball offer. So I listed my house for $300,000. Someone sent me an offer for $260,000.
They're going to pound sand.
I'm not even going to, dude, that's not even a serious buyer. I'm not going to counter offer them, right? I'm so offended. I'm so upset.
As a realtor, what's your advice?
Well, here's the thing. So number one, it happens, right? Number one, it happens. So let's just start out with the first quote unquote lowballers, and historically, and that's going to be the investor.
Yes.
Right? The cash investor that has $38 million of VC money or whatever in an account is tasked to buy all these loans, they don't pay full price. They can't, right?
Yeah.
They make the money on the buy. And so they send out hundreds of offers a week, and they don't really care if 99% of them say no. They're looking for the couple of guys that will say yes. And so don't be offended by it. Like,
yeah, it's just, don't take it personal.
It's just, it is what it is. They're trying to make money. That's why they do it. That's why they're making these offers, right? But there's also some other factors. Let's just say it's not an investor. It's just, you know, you get an offer from a person. So it can be cultural.
Absolutely.
There are some cultures in the world where you just don't pay full price out of the gate for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, it's disrespectful if you don't barter.
It's a negotiation. Absolutely.
It has to, like, yes. It's in their blood. Like, if they had an...
The buyer looks at the listing price as, okay, that's your starting point.
Yep.
And then my offer is my starting point.
Yes.
And we mean nothing by it. It's just, that's your start. This is my start.
There's
and
a
let's
dance.
Figure it out.
There's a dance to be done.
Yes.
And we got to do the dance. And so we start. And by the way, I've had a lot of buyers that they believe, and I've had sellers that straight up, they're like, hey, your house is worth 350. They say, hey, can we list it for 370? And I'm like, why? You know what I mean? Like, there's no data to support that. And they're like, well, doesn't everyone ask for a deal? Well, no, not everyone asks for a deal, but they believe they have to start high. Conversely, there are buyers that believe that everyone starts high.
Yes.
And so they start low, and then you get down to the middle part where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
another reason, don't take it personal.
So don't take it personal. If someone lowballs you, it always warrants a counteroffer.
Yes.
Now, I don't suggest this, but maybe your bottom line. Okay, I list my house for 350, and I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't take a dollar under 350. I don't care if it takes 10 years to sell it. 350 is my number. I'm not selling. If someone offers you 330 and you're offended, like, just then counteroffer 350 then.
Yes.
Right? At least let's keep the momentum moving and to see if there's a deal to be had. But if you don't send a counteroffer, it's DOA. And we're done, right? And you don't know the intentions of the other guy. They could just be cultural. They have to start somewhere. Or it could be a buyer that's inexperienced. And they just don't know.
They just don't know.
And so they're just...
Or what they know today is something that maybe applied to their specific scenario 10 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what's common is not didn't apply to their scenario, their parents.
Yeah.
So it's a younger crowd, and their parents told them never pay full price and you want to do this and that. But their parents hadn't bought a house in 25 years.
Yeah. And they have no idea what the market is right now.
Yep. And markets change. And so it could just be an inexperienced buyer.
Again, don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. Finally, it could just be someone trying to get a deal, right? And they're just trying to, like, again, like I said.
Back to mom's advice.
Mama said you don't get what you ask for. Like, maybe I should just ask for a deal. I mean, who knows? Like, maybe they would have took less for it. So at the end of the day, this is going to be a very, very short podcast. But Shane, the takeaway today, loud and clear.
Don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. Always counter.
Always counter.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text loan to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text home to Jason at 602-975-2772 if you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.